Uptown's Bridgeview Bank Building has long been a hub for social service agencies. There, they've helped everyone, from people living with HIV and AIDS to refugees. But over the years, the agencies have watched many of their clients get priced out of that lakefront neighborhood on the north side. And now the agencies themselves are being displaced. WBEZ's Odette Youssef reports.
What does it mean when you call a building a hub of social services? Well, step inside the Bridgeview Bank Building, get on the elevator, ride it. On floors 7, 8, and 10, a group that helps immigrants find jobs and health services. Floor 5, a policy group that helps expand immigrant rights and protections. Floors 1, 10, 11, and 12, a group that advocates high-quality child care for low-income families. And floor 4, the state's largest refugee resettlement organization. How did all these nonprofits end up under one roof? The answer is Sue Ellen Long. Long moved to Uptown about 55 years ago. At the time, Uptown was known for poverty, gangs, and crime. But Long loved how the neighborhood was punctuated with stunning architectural landmarks. She remembers the first time she set eyes on the Bridgeview Bank Building.
It was just so great architecturally, I had to go in.
The tip of its unusual triangular footprint rounded elegantly at the busy intersection of Broadway and Lawrence Avenue. Long says the building was empty except for a bank on the first floor. The inside was dilapidated. Long was an interior designer. She and her husband had bought and rehabbed a couple of small residential buildings in Uptown. But still, with that thin resume, she approached the bank branch president. She said she would fix up this building for him and fill it up.
It seemed to me that our clients were going to be nonprofit organizations because that's who was working in the area and that's who we needed in the area. So I just made that decision and went after the tenants.
And that's what the building has been ever since. But now, that chapter is ending. Last spring, a firm called Cedar Street Companies bought the building. It notified agencies their leases won't be renewed. It's turning the building into apartments. For Melina Kano, that leaves only 12 months to find a new home for her agency, Refugee One.
The timing is terrible for us as an organization.
Refugee One's been in the building since the mid-80s. Then, Uptown was Chicago's port of entry for refugees. They came from Vietnam, Cambodia, Bosnia, and Iraq. Even after housing grew too expensive in Uptown for refugees to afford, Refugee One remained in the building.
Because rents for us as organizations were affordable, our local elected officials have always been so helpful to the social service agencies who are present here. So it has been a good community, has been a good neighborhood for us to be in.
Kano says the problem with finding a new home now is there's a lot of uncertainty about Refugee One's budget. Much of its funding comes from the federal government. Under President Trump, it's been slashed. If he's reelected, that could continue. But if a Democrat wins in 2020, the funding could be restored.
I wanted to see if there was a way we could extend our lease by one more year so it would get us until after the next presidential election. But unfortunately, that is not a possibility.
Cedar Street's CEO, Alex Samoilovich, would only send a statement. He said some tenants may stay in the building, but he didn't offer details. One floor up from Kano's office is Andy Kangs. Kang is with Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago. He says when his own Korean parents first settled together in the U.S., it was in Uptown.
My mom's first breakfast over 50 years ago was at that Golden Pancake House right across the street.
Kang has watched the neighborhood transform in recent years. His conference room looks on a large 13-story building on Lawrence Avenue. It's called the Lawrence House. Just a few years ago, it was home to hundreds of low-income Uptown residents, people with disabilities, on fixed incomes, or who had bad credit or criminal histories. It was bought and got rehabbed. There's now a slick modern diner on the ground floor, a cocktail lounge, and a coffee shop. What once were $700 a month units now rent out at double that. The company that did this is the same one that now owns the Bridgeview Bank Building. Again, Andy Kang.
I refuse to accept the idea that these are just unstoppable economic forces, and there's nothing that can be done to allow for mixed-income neighborhoods.
Kang's group has been super busy lobbying for immigrant protections in Illinois. They've not had the bandwidth to tackle the issue of gentrification in immigrant enclaves. King says now that his group's being priced out of Uptown, he realizes they need to act.
I think this is an issue that isn't going to go away for a lot of our immigrant communities.
In Uptown, activists have fought displacement of low-income residents for years. But there's no playbook when it comes to the displacement of organizations. King says he doesn't know what fighting back in this case would look like. Perhaps most surprising is how Sue Ellen Long feels about it all. Remember, she's the one who turned the Bridgeview Bank building into a service hub.
You seem to be kind of okay with this.
I am okay with it because I think times do change, but I also give the young group that bought the building high marks for doing it. They've been hugely successful with what they're doing.
Long's role in Uptown grew after she filled up the building decades ago. She became what many call an unofficial mayor of Uptown. She led the Chamber of Commerce. She even became president of the bank branch in the building. Today, she still owns properties in the neighborhood. Long believes groups in the bank building can find other affordable spaces in Uptown. But Melina Kano of Refugee One says it's been very difficult. And she says losing this building as a social service hub is not just a real estate issue.
We are really losing a community that was created in Uptown of helping, you know, the marginalized people. And that is going to be very sad to see.
Refugee One and other organizations in the Bridgeview Bank building are now looking more closely at where their clients are. It's not in Uptown anymore. It's in more affordable neighborhoods to the west and north. Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.